We'll network with the November 8 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the social studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. What are your thoughts about a ham radio social network? One such network of sorts exists already. It's called 73s.com, 73 plural. It's a website that Phoenix, Arizona ham Chris Matthew, N7ICE, put online on, well, let's have Chris tell you.
It started off December 27th, 2007. The 73s.org domain was available, and I was trying to use the internet to basically bring the ham community together, you know, to start talking about ham radio and start making connections over the internet so that people could plan QSOs or could talk about, brag about their gear or their furthest contact, and just wanted to create a community on the internet for ham radio operators, you know, basically a social network for ham radio operators. Today, we're promoting 73s.com. I had found a gentleman that had the domain that was interested in selling it for something I could afford. I decided to move up from .org to .com just so that in the future, if we wanted to do anything interesting, like with advertising or promoting gear or anything of that nature, that we were maybe in a better position to do so. We've never realized that, but I think what we've accomplished is incredible. There's 6,000 or 7,000 ham radio operators that are registered with 73s.com today. The community is fairly active. So if you go on there, you'll see people talking about their contacts, you know, bragging about how they talked to Singapore today. There's a section on there where they can list their gear. So you'll see people either saying what gear they have, what gear they've had, or what gear they'd like to have. And then you see discussions around that. I had recently added a like button, kind of like Facebook, where as a ham posts a status update, other hams can like it. Or if they post a piece of gear they just purchased, other hams can like it. Start a discussion around a piece of new equipment. I've met a lot of really good ham radio friends through 73s.com. One thing it also got me that I don't think I could have done without it was at last year's Pacificon, I was invited to participate in the social media panel with some of the Twit folks. Gordo was on the panel, Leo Laporte, Jerry Taylor. Jerry Taylor runs a podcast called This Week in Practical Radio. Really passionate about teaching people to become new ham radio operators. Elmering, with every podcast he would do, he would try to instill importance of Elmering and be an Elmer himself. He, like me, we kind of take breaks and then come back at it with new material. And he's been doing it for probably as long as I've been doing 73. What I also did is a double-edged sword as a vehicle to help promote 73s, but also I wanted to scratch an itch on doing ham radio videos. I had started way back, you know, when the site first went online, something I called Hambrief. I ran hambrief.tv for probably 3 or 4 years, and all of those videos are on 73s.com. So people would go to the site, watch a good 20-minute cool video on some experimentation we've done with technology and radios. And I learned a lot doing that and met a lot of really interesting and cool ham radio operator friends now.
If I were an unlicensed ham, would I find an Elmer or ask for an Elmer and find one on 73s.com?
You can definitely view content on 73. I had made a decision, and I'll talk about this technology here in a minute, but I had made a decision to connect 73s to Twitter and to APRS so that you could basically tweet or post a Facebook status update or a Twitter message with an APRS message. So it's all connected. 73s connects the ham radio world with the internet world and social media. And because of that, I made it so that for you to participate on 73s, you have to be a licensed ham radio operator. And the way we verify it is we use an API from QRZ.com. So we purchased an annual, well, it's been years that we've been doing this with them, where we can programmatically query the QRZ ham radio call sign database. and verify on a new registration if someone is in fact a licensed radio operator before they're allowed to register in 73s. With 73s, you can link your Twitter account and your Facebook account to your 73's profile, so that when you're in 73's and you go to post a status update in 73's or add new gear or stuff that you're doing on the site or a new contact, if you make a new QSO, all of that gets updated as status updates in 73's, you can choose to also post that same status update in Twitter and or in Facebook. So it's outward bound from 73's. Now, what's really cool about that is that we also let you send and receive APRS messages from 73s.com. So you could send an APRS message to someone as a status update in 73s, or you could send an APRS message to 73s, and then if you have like your Twitter account and your Facebook account already linked to your 73's profile, what will happen in that case is when you send an APRS message to 73s, it will then relay that message out to your other social networks for you from your ham radio, which is pretty cool. There's people doing some interesting things with that.
I'm speaking today with Chris Matthew, N7ICE, about his 73s.com ham radio social network. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to the Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
I know Jerry Taylor, we were talking about, he's really big into SOTA, summit activations. Like you climb a mountaintop, there's a whole group of hams that are into activating mountaintops. And when they get on top of a mountaintop, they need a way to let people know that they're there so that they can start receiving CQ calls from people, because it's all driven around points. Like if you make a contact with someone on a summit, you get so many points depending on which summit they're on. So Jerry started getting people to do was maybe they can't tweet from the mountaintop, but they can send an APRS message to 73s, which would then relay it to Facebook and Twitter. That was a way to get a broader message out to their followers to let them know that they're on top of a summit. And then people can start calling them on the radio for points. So that was an interesting use of using APRS connected to 73s to relay the message to broader social networks like Twitter and Facebook to get a message from a ham radio out to a very wide audience. There was one other hack I've got to tell you, Arthur White Jr. N4TRQ, Arthur, did probably the most incredible hack, if you will, that I've ever seen with ham radio. He sent an APRS message through the International Space Station and had the International Space Station relay it to 73s, and then 73s relayed it to his Twitter followers. He, in essence, tweeted from his ham radio through the International Space Station.
On a day like today, as we record this, 10 meters is going absolutely stark raving mad, which is nice to see that. I suspect you'll see some traffic on 73s.com about stations at point A working stations at point B halfway around the world that haven't been worked for that distance for months.
It's funny you say that. The very first status update on 73s.com right now is from KB5TJI. He's based in St. Petersburg, Florida. And he's talking about how 10 meters is wide open in Florida, working DX all over Europe. It's just comments like that that people, like right now, I'm going to go hit the like button. So, it's a kind of a cool community way for us to either comment or like or start discussions around what you would normally do on Facebook or Twitter, for instance, but it's all about ham radio. You're dealing with 7,000 ham radio friends on the ham radio social network, all talking about everything ham radio, from gear to contacts to weather conditions to posting videos or images of their antennas, whatever. It's pretty cool. It's pretty fun.
Any audio on 73s.com?
Not today. The ham briefs are all on it, so those are all recorded like YouTube videos, but we don't currently have audio. I've thought about it a lot. I've been experimenting with some brand new HTML5 technology called WebRTC, and WebRTC stands for real-time communications. The coolest thing about WebRTC is that you don't need Flash or Java applets anymore to control the microphone or the video camera on your PC or Mac or Linux station. It just runs in the browser now. With that, I was thinking, boy, that'd be pretty interesting if we could start linking 73s to remote radios or kind of do our own version of one of the internet-based radio stations, kind of like Echolink or something, you know, but via 73s. You know, you could do that with this new technology. So it's been on the back of my mind trying to figure out what else could we do with 73s and a community of this size. We've always pushed the borders on technology, you know, like talking about APRS, linking that to social media accounts. I mean, we've always been about how can we extend the capabilities of amateur radio through the internet and radios themselves.
That's our first of two excerpts from a conversation Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, had with Chris Matthew, N7ICE, about his 73s.com ham radio social network website. So why did Chris opt for the URL of 73s.com and not 73.com? We'll hear his answer to that and more when we conclude Hap Holly KC9RP's Skype chat with Chris next time. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2013 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer Hap Holly KC9RP, I'm Will Rogers K5WLR, bidding you very 73s from The Rain Report. The Rain Report. .com